Hey everybody, hope you're doing well. Welcome back. I want to talk today about opinions. Opinions. Everybody's got one, but someone's got to be wrong, right? And someone's got to be right. And you might say, Dave, no, it's not that someone's wrong and someone's right. You're reading into it too much. Everybody could be a little bit wrong and a little bit right. So basically what I'm trying to illustrate is when it comes to opinions, when it comes to pursuing and defining truth, when it comes to defining the facts of reality, you're either going to be on one side of the argument or the other side of the argument, or you're going to be in this little middle area that is non-committal, and usually you have to go through great lengths and tons of psychological hoops that you have to jump through in order to try to validate why you haven't settled on one side of the argument or not. And so I just want to talk about this, you know, and I mean, there's a lot of very important issues being debated right now in our culture and in our society, and that's great. I mean, at least we're talking about it, you know. I wish we were talking more about it, but we got to upgrade the conversation, don't you think? I mean, I can only speak from personal experience, okay? So I don't want to come on here and say, my opinion is the one you should listen to. That's not what it's all about. I come on, I do my shows, I share my opinion, I share facts and information as I know them, and I hope they add value to you. Otherwise, why would I be doing this, and why would you be here listening to me, okay? But I'm not here trying to say definitively that I have all the answers, that I'm the arbiter of truth. That is not the point of this show. This show is about the quest for truth. And what I've learned through my own experience of finding out the origin point of my opinions is that I've found many opinions that I've held in the past. And who knows, maybe yet in the future I will discover this as well. Many of the opinions that I've held have been empty. They've not been thought out. They have not been well researched. So I started saying, okay, well, I feel strongly about this, but when I started getting asked simple questions about things, everything would fall apart, and I would sit there going, what do I do now? Like, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't know how to answer that rebuttal. I don't know how to deal with that problem. Does that invalidate my opinion? Is that going to force me to rethink my opinion? And in the beginning, that's a very uncomfortable position to be in, because you're dealing with the ego. You're dealing with the fact that you want to save face. And we're dealing with something that every human being wants, which is we all want respect. We all want respect. But the thing is, you know, and I'm saying this as a martial artist, a martial art student and a martial art instructor, that it's not enough to just mean well with your opinions. And it's not enough to just wish that you had respect. You see, where I come from, you have to earn respect. And some people out there would say, oh, Dave, that's part of the cisgendered male white patriarchy, where it's all about trying to talk about facts and logic and philosophy. And, you know, that is something that restricts the expression of the human spirit, where you're always trying to make me check myself and find out whether or not something's actually real or not. I mean, that's too much inner introspection and psychological turmoil for me to deal with, so I just want to skip past all that shit and just believe whatever the frick I want to believe and force reality to conform to my mental reality, which may or may not conform to the facts of reality itself. And so I've been there. I've been in that mindset where you're struggling to realize that, hey, my opinion is not worth much. Because I did not do my due diligence to really educate myself about the subject that I'm building an opinion on. I haven't got a good foundation. I'm sharing this because I want to tell you that I'm not immune from this. This is something that every human being needs to go through. This is an essential part of your personal development journey. If you want to have self-esteem, if you want to be successful in life, if you want to be happy and fulfilled in life, you do need respect. I agree. But what kind of respect do you want? Do you want fake respect? Unearned respect? Is it good enough for you to have all the likes and the little hearts and all the little well-meaning, nice comments on your feeds and have everybody just pat you on the back and hug you and make you feel good, even if what you're doing is completely flawed and has no meaning behind it and it's wrong? Or would you rather earn your position? Would you rather earn that? I believe these things are to be earned. I would even go as far to say this, and this might seem controversial to you, but I would go as far as to say is that you should require that the love you give is, to some extent, at the very least, is earned by the recipient of your love. Now, I know this kind of flies in the face of the whole, hey, you should just love everybody no matter what. No, there's a general love, and this is why we need to understand terms and words. There's a general love that you have for the planet and for humanity. And because I love humanity. Okay, so that means you love all of the expressions of human beings. You love all the nice people. You love all the mean people. You love all the do-gooders and charity workers, as well as all the psychopaths, rapists, and serial killers. You love, you know, when we say humanity, everybody gets rolled up into that little ball. Okay? And we could say, hey, I'm a humanitarian. I see the best in people. I'm a glasses half full kind of person. I want to give everybody the respect and dignity that they deserve. We often say that. We say that without thinking about it. People deserve to be loved and respected. Really? Do they? Well, okay. What kind of respect and love are we talking about? Are we talking about, hey, it's free lunch for everybody? You get all the love, all the respect. You get the same amount of love and respect as the people that are actually deserve that. It's kind of like with the debate about whether or not there's such thing as winners and losers in competitions anymore. We don't want winners and losers. We want trophies for everybody. We want complete perfect equality all across the board, even though by doing that you take away the meaning of the word equality in that action, because to have equality means you have to have different levels equalizing themselves. So when you eliminate all the levels, well, yeah, of course you're going to have equality, but there's nothing to it. It's empty. Because there was nothing worth having equality for. There was nothing worth striving for. Right? It's the same thing with this discussion about where does your love, affection, respect go? So for me, I mean, you can think about the word love and you can figure that out for yourself. For me, if you look at the Greek definition of love, they have many different words for love. They have agape love, and like, so there's like brotherly love, there's familial love, there's love between spouses, there's love for your children, there's love for your country, there's love for your god or gods or whatever. There's love for the poor, needy, and sick. There's a certain kind of love and benevolence that you might show towards criminals, psychopaths, rapists, people that need reform or whatever, and you're one of those people that wants to go out and help those people. That's a form of love. But we got to be careful that those lines don't start to get blurred, so that all these different kinds of love, which, yes, I believe there's different kinds of love for different kinds of people in your life, that's showing different spectrums of the human spirit and your everything about who you are. It's also nature. Like, naturally, I'm assuming you love your children more than, or in a different way than, you might love that homeless guy on the street that's shooting himself up with heroin every 2 seconds. Okay, you love, you know, I wish the best for you. I hope you figure shit out, man. I want to help in any way that I can. But obviously, you have a special love reserved for your children in comparison to that. Okay? And so for me, respect is the same. Respect is earned. It's not given freely. There's a general respect that you give to anybody, and to all forms of life and every kind of human being you can imagine. There's a general, hey, we're humans. Nice, team human. Fist bump. Love you, man. Love you, girl. Whatever. But then there's, like, do you have the same level of respect for that homeless guy on the street as you do your sensei, or someone that is a teacher, that's a great teacher, that is completely changing your life and has proved themselves to have integrity and virtue again and again and again, when they could have chosen easy way outs and they could have screwed you over, but they didn't? You know, so respect meter is different colors and different shades, and you have to be very specific about what categories you're putting different people in your life. This is a science. This is very important, because if you just kind of go, bleh, I just love everybody the same, you're, you know what? You're showing more signs of the fact that you don't even have any self-love. You have no self-respect, which is why you're willing to just open your chest up and allow all the vultures to come in and steal your soul from you at any a moment's notice, because you yourself are insecure. You yourself lack inner strength, inner love. You do not have self-respect. If you had self-respect, you would respect yourself enough to know there are people not worth respecting. Now, we all wish them well. We want to help build people up. Okay, I'm not talking about turning away and kicking them when they're down and kicking sand on them. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about perspective. And there also needs to be an incentive. If you just give love freely to all those local pedophiles in your neighborhood, you're not offering any incentive for them to not use you as their next target. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some kind of barrier and border here in your life. So we could split hairs on all the details on those subjects, but just let that percolate. Think about it. Respect and love is not distributed equally amongst every single person that you engage with. Be honest about that. Stop trying to build all these flowery out of this universe type philosophies that make you seem like some kind of patron saint that you're not. Be real. Be real with yourself and understand why. Understand that there's a real reason for it. You're not just being discriminatory against people because you hate people and you like other people. People have to earn themselves. At least in my life, people have to earn their place in my life. I have time for maybe 12 relationships at once of any meaning, of any, like, above just having some acquaintances. You know, life is short. We're busy. I got kids. I got business. I do this. I got lots of stuff that I'm doing. And so I don't have the time to put the same amount of eggs in every basket that I meet. So you got to earn your space. And you should put those barriers up in your life, because, you know, people come in and they get their fingers under your skin and they're very good at it. And then you wonder why you're so energetically drained all of the time. And you wonder why you're not happy. And you wonder why you're pissed off at people all the time. And you have a very pessimistic worldview. Well, that's because you've been giving all of your energy and love and affection and respect to the wrong people, to the people that are stealing it from you, and they haven't earned it. If you give your love and respect to people that earn it in your life, and that you also accept love and respect from people that have earned their place in your life, and that you know you earned from them, there's an amazing reciprocity of energy and synergistic energy exchange that happens when that dynamic is in place. Instead of this whole free love, what does that mean, free love? What does that mean? Okay? Just, you need to get specific with it. If you say you freely love every single walking human being exactly the same, I really want you to start getting specific on where your boundaries and borders might be. And you could go, well, Dave, we got to tear all the boundaries and borders down. Hold that thought. Let's define it. You sure? You sure you want to do it the same? You sure you want to love the serial killer in your neighborhood the same as your kids? And like, you're going to sit there and give me the Judeo-Christian stuff with, you know, love thy neighbor as yourself. Yeah, yeah. A general love. There's different kinds of love. You got to go and look at the Greek, man. The original translations, the original concepts of this. And then also just think about it. You love your brother a little bit differently than you love your wife. You love your mom and your dad differently than you love your neighbor. Okay? You have friends of different degrees in your life. Some people you see once in a while, you shake hands, hey, let's have a drink, have a coffee, share some stories, see you later. Other people, they got your back. It's like you guys are together all the time. You do activities together, you think alike, you share exchange, you have good debates together. There's good energy there, and you care about each other. The stars are aligned. There's different kinds of people in your life. So I think that's important to understand before we add this next layer, okay? And you just let me know what you think about that. When it comes to forming your opinion, if you want respect for your opinion, and I'm assuming you're going to give your opinion because you want people to hear what you have to say, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't say anything. If you have nothing to say, then don't say anything. But if you have something to say, I just hope you've thought it through a little bit. I expect that of myself. I'm going to go out there and speak on a subject. I will have listened to multiple debates, both sides of the argument, the mainstream media, the alternative media, thought about it, did some soul searching, you know, before I start speaking about it. Now, that still does not mean that qualifies as the absolute truth, but it means that there's a place at the table for that opinion. There's respect that's given to that opinion. It's kind of like in martial arts. This example would be perfect because someone that has a very loud opinion, but you find out after asking two or three basic questions that this person has not thought the opinion through at all. They've not researched it. It's an uneducated opinion. And that is, to me, like a white belt. Somebody that walks in and is about to find out how little they know about combat or jiu-jitsu, right? And the whole point of training is to reprogram yourself in a way and to get educated about the proper way to move your foot and your hand and what kind of grip you should have and what kind of grip is dangerous and what kind of position you're in that's a bad position, what's a good position, what's an effective way to defend something, what's an ineffective way. You know, it's a science, a scientific approach. And as you go up the belt ranks, as you start to matriculate towards self-mastery, you'll be at different stages of being informed. So when you're a white belt, you have no information. You're a blank slate. You're a newbie. So therefore, your opinion about jiu-jitsu doesn't have any weight at all. No one is going to take you seriously if you start standing there telling people, you should do it like this. No, this is how you should do the armbar. This is how you should do the sweep or whatever. People are going to be like, what are you? And I feel like what's being asked in our culture right now is to give those white belts the same status as the black belt instructor who has 10 plus years of experience, trial and error, of making mistakes, of doing things the wrong way so they can learn how to do it the right way, and then to refine it, and then to be able to prove what they're saying. Like, a black belt's opinion is not just an opinion. It is an opinion amongst other black belts. But in terms of jiu-jitsu, if you're a white belt, that black belt is not giving you an opinion. They're giving you fact. And they're going to prove it to you again and again and again. And then you learn, if you're open-minded and you're humble and you can check your ego at the door and you can start to inform yourself more, then you can move up. And you now maybe you get a blue belt. Okay, your opinion on jiu-jitsu has a little more respect. Is it like tons of respect? If you come on and go, hey, I'm a blue belt. Yeah. Obviously, most of the jiu-jitsu community is going to not listen to you. They're going to go tune into the black belt world champion guy that's doing it. You know what I mean? Because of the fact that that person has gone through the process of being the most informed about their opinion that they're putting forward with jiu-jitsu. They've gone through way more than just some blue belt who's only got a couple years in, you know? So the same is true, I think, with any opinion. So I would say this. We have a world of people right now screaming bloody murder about their opinion on this subject, on abortion, on, you know, all these things. Borders, wars, laws, politicians. You know, we just did a whole show talking about the pharmaceutical industry. Everybody's got opinions about these things. But my question is, wow, when I hear somebody, they're so passionate about their opinion. Oh, that's my opinion. And they're just slaying all the other people on the other side. And you go, hey, like, where did you get the information that is informing your opinion? And if you keep asking some very specific questions, you find out that there's no foundation behind the opinion. You just start to realize, well, then I now know that your opinion really doesn't hold much water because you don't really know what you're talking about. I mean, it's not rocket science, okay? But I see this all the time. And I've even been in discussions with people, and I've seen this happen when you do like shotgun interviews on the street. You see these people on the street interviewing random people. And you go, okay, what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on abortion? What's your opinion on gun rights? What's your opinion on, I don't know, the forest fires, why they're starting all over the place all the time. People start going off the sky, oh, here's my opinion, rah, rah, rah. And then you go, oh, really? Why do you have that opinion? And if they can't really answer it with any kind of intelligence or facts, they got nothing to really back up their opinion, you start to see them backpedaling and like, well, that's just my opinion. Like, okay, well, but if you can't answer these basic questions, your opinion falls apart. It'd be like if we're grappling, okay, you're a white belt grappling a black belt or sparring a black belt. And your opinion at that point is that you think you know what you're going to do. And you're like, hey, I'm going to punch him like this. I'm going to sweep his foot like that. All of a sudden, this black belt just easily dismantles you, puts you down and makes you tap. And you're like, okay. And you try it again. And they do it to you like 5 times in a row. Eventually, it should click that you need to start asking this person questions. You need to start learning from this person because you're clearly lost in the woods. Like they've spent more time. So they're to be respected because they have the time in. So why do we not do that when it comes to formulating an opinion about some very serious, complex topics that are flying around all over social media right now? Or whatever you're being presented with in the news media. The news media is not... This is what I have a problem with the news media. They're white belts now. They don't do journalism anymore. They literally just take the official statements from all the big institutions and government bodies and then they regurgitate those to you like they're fact. They don't investigate it the way that they used to. They don't use that journalistic scientific method to validate stories anymore. So if you're just repeating what they're saying about whatever subject, because you know what they're good at? They're good at sophistry. Go look up that word, sophistry. They're good at seeming to be true. They're good at playing on your emotions. They're good at firing you up and making you angry. They're good at pinging your subconscious. That's what they're good at. They're not good at presenting facts and truth. They're good at pinging your subconscious and programming it with ideas that are foreign to you, that you didn't really think through. Same thing with the education system. I mean, when you go through the different grades in school, you're just lambasted with all this information and all these subjects that you're supposed to study simultaneously in this compartmentalized, memorize and repeat fashion. And then you go to the next level, high school. And then you go to university. And in university, you're supposed to have the ultimate amount of freedom and creativity to go explore the subjects and challenge hard subjects and challenge those old philosophers and psychologists and all the brilliant people that wrote down some of the stuff that we've based our ideas on. You know, challenge the top scientists. But what we're seeing in universities is that, no, it's a closed set. You have to have certain opinions, and if you have any other opinion outside of it, it cannot be challenged. And then you take it to the level of just social interaction with average everyday people who barely spend 5 minutes looking into the subjects that they're so passionately involved in having an opinion on. And you go, hey, would you at least be willing to watch a debate between the top two thinkers in the world on this subject? And then you hear crickets, because people don't want to know the truth. They just want to be right. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference between the people that are sincerely pursuing the truth in their inquiries as they're formulating their opinions. That their opinion is subject to change upon the realization of new facts that were unavailable until someone brought it to their eyes. And then, like, you know what's changed my mind on so many subjects? Is that moment where I can't argue against this fact that's being put in front of me or this thing that, and it takes a lot of dark nights of the soul for you to finally go, well, I can't. It's like after getting submitted by some black belt, you're like, how did he triangle choke me? I did everything right. I did everything by the book. I got posture, I got my elbow across the hip, I was bringing his hips off the ground and he still tapped me out. Like, what did I do wrong? And a lot of people quit something like jiu-jitsu after something like that happens. In the same way that when someone's just on the verge of formulating an opinion about something, they come across the first argument, and instead of actually trying to dig deep enough to refute the argument with a superior argument, they just quit and they go, and then they go ad hominem, this person, he's this, he's that, or she's this, because of that, I looked up on Snopes.com about this person, and then they get an easy pass. Or I read their Wikipedia page and Wikipedia thinks they're pseudoscientists or blah. No. Instead of informing it and dealing with the argument, it's all become superficial. And we know why this is happening. We live in a very superficial, inauthentic culture. And I don't believe it has to be that way. I believe it's gotten that way. It's become that way. I believe that our culture is sick. It's actually sick. It's like our culture has a cold or something. It's more than a cold. I think our culture has like terminal cancer, but yeah, that's another discussion. But it doesn't have to have that. It can evolve through good conversation. It can evolve through top level thinkers having constructive debates that are available for average person to watch and learn from. See, because you can have ideas, but unless you can back up your ideas with facts, with reason, with evidence, and then not just that, you have to also be able to articulate the facts, reason, and evidence behind your opinion. You have to become conversant with the facts. You have to know the facts before you open your mouth. You got to know both sides. And in martial arts, we study, what would our opponent do? What's our opponent working on right now? What's the average thug in the street going to be trying to do? If I'm training to fight another high-level martial artist, which is essentially a debate on jiu-jitsu, that's what a sparring match between two high-level martial artists is. It's a debate to tease out, oh, let's see these different styles and these different minds play. And maybe one day of the week, one guy wins, another day of the week, the other guy wins. You never know, right? Like, but you watch that as a student of the arts and you go, oh, wow. At the highest level, these are the techniques that seem to be the most effective. You know? It's the same thing when it comes to establishing our metaphysical point of view, our philosophical point of view, our intellectual point of view, looking and analyzing different things in history. You know, the big, tough questions that we ask on this show. And even when you do the research, and even when you spend countless hours and you're up late at night like me and you're watching this stuff and you're reading documents and you're reading a lot of boring, dry material to inform yourself about these issues, you still don't know always for sure if you're 100% right on things. I mean, there's certain things I think you can actually validate, but other things, you know, I think humanity is going through a process of change right now and challenge. And maybe the challenge we're going through and all this fighting and bickering and stuff, maybe that's all part of the big picture. But if we could, for a moment, bring it back down to reality and just challenge ourselves before you go out into the trenches and start spurting your opinion on every subject under the sun. How informed are you on it? Or are you just reacting emotionally because you're like, ah? Because look, the way a headline can be written in an article that you're reading, and then the way that the first paragraph can be, because most people just read the headline and maybe the first paragraph if you're lucky. So the way the headline and the first paragraph are done, and studies have been done on this in marketing to know that, right? So the way they're written is about, you know, trying to establish an emotional response from the reader so that the reader keeps reading. Like, they want to charge you. It's either sex or anger or, like, you know, emotion. That's usually what captures attention, you know? Someone so-and-so said this and did this or got demolished by this person in a fight. Like, it's very catchy. And then you read the paragraph and then it's like, it's giving you this whole thing. And you gotta say, okay, is this an opinion piece? Is this a piece that is fact-based? Am I reading a bunch of facts with sources? Like, are there sources below? Can I research after I read this person's opinion? You know, that's why I always try to go out of my way to provide endless links and sources to the stuff that I'm talking about. And I also make sure that I know the disclaimer's always up. Hey, I'm just a guy in the pursuit of truth here. I might be wrong, but have you ever heard of this? And here's this information, and maybe we should think about this and whatever, right? And so don't show up to a gunfight with a knife or a pebble. Show up with a gun. Like, show, at least become equal on the battlefield of knowledge and expertise, and then duke it out. But that's hard. That takes shadow work. That takes inner work. That takes psychological work. That takes work. Like, you got to read a lot of shit that you wouldn't normally read. You got to take a little extra time off Netflix and chill or whatever, and you got to actually dive into this stuff to learn about it. One documentary is not good enough. One YouTube video is not good enough. One article from whatever media agency is not good enough. One visit to your doctor, not good enough. You really want to know the truth about optimal health? There's a lot of homework for you to do. You want to learn the truth about politics? Whole lot of homework for you and tons of history to absorb. You want to know the truth about which philosophy is superior? Whoosh! Lifetimes of work to be done. You want to know what technique is the most efficient in certain situations? A lot of work on the mats in the dojo needs to be done. You can't expect to show up equal to experts, to people who actually have time in, unless you yourself come informed. Now, I'm not a person that thinks an expert should be put on this pedestal of like an unquestioning authority. Not at all. But respect goes where respect is due. If that person or individual has established themselves as the authority or an expert in that field, if you want to unseat their position, you have to show up equipped with the facts to do that work. You can't just walk in and run and gun and sit there like we see in universities where people just stand there with these mantras like, united, together, we can never be defeated. Like, that's not an argument. United, together, we can never be defeated. That's not an argument. There's nothing to that. That's just, you're just being annoying. Allow debate to take place. Show up with some intelligent questions that's going to make the person think. Win the argument. Win. Don't go in there and be like, well, I don't really know what side of the fence I'm on with abortion. Pro-life, pro-choice. Which one? I don't know. Maybe I'm in the middle. Maybe it's both. Maybe we can just do half abortions. Maybe we can abort halfway. That way, I don't have to decide what side of the fence I'm on. And therefore, I stay in perfect... My perfect image in the community stays rock solid because I don't have to piss anybody off. See, because the minute you really take a stand, the minute you really formulate an opinion that's educated, trust me, you are going to piss off a lot of people. Because most people don't do that. So everybody's in the middle with very little information. And when you step out of the box and go, I'm going to use my brain, I'm going to use my intuition, I'm going to spend some time, I'm going to get some time in on this discussion before I start speaking, and the opinion that I come out with, trust me, it's going to be honed, it's going to be strong, it's going to have a good offense and a good defense, and if you want to take me to town on it, you're more than welcome. In fact, I invite it because that's going to help me refine my argument and find out if there's any weaknesses in it. That's why in martial arts, we like to spar with each other in a friendly, civilized way, where we're learning from each other and we're growing together. That's how discussion should be. The only reason it gets combative is because you get a bunch of numbskulls in there who have no time in. They become the loudest ones and they resort their argument immediately to ad hominem attacks and to superficialities that don't really matter. And before you know it, you can't see the forest from the trees anymore talking to these people. So it becomes supercharged, it becomes emotional, everybody's egos get in the way. But if you have very strong points to make that are clear, they're concise, they're backed by facts, then you can have a good discussion with somebody. I'm not saying it won't get heated. I don't even mind if it gets heated, but as long as you can shake hands in the end and be like, hey, we're human beings, we respect each other, come from different aisles or side of the aisle or whatever, it's all good. Hopefully we all want the same thing. We all want as much freedom as possible without infringing on other people's freedom. We want as much flourishing and wealth as possible without raping the planet and taking away too much from people that need it. We want to, you know, we all want to be good people and do good by each other, and you know, we all want those things. But then on these bigger complex subjects, it does take brilliant minds. But not even if you don't have a high IQ or whatever, as long as you have care, as long as you have time in, as long as you get out there and earn your opinion. And once you do that, I promise you, even if you lose a debate or even if you can't quite convince the other side, at least you'll come out with respect. You'll have self-respect because you know, hey, I presented the facts the best that I possibly could. I put the time in to actually research and educate myself about these facts. And I was able to eloquently articulate this information in this discussion. How can someone not respect you? Even if they don't agree with you in the end, they can't. Of course, they're going to respect you at the very least. But I'll tell you what, if you came at me, for example, with an argument that was flabby and lazy and not thought out at all and was just literally a regurgitation of the main talking points of whatever you just heard 5 minutes ago, I'm not going to respect you unless you can actually come to the table with some facts and a real well thought out articulated argument. Even if I don't agree with you in the end, if you have that, I'll respect you. But no, I'm not going to share my respect freely and go, I respect you, Johnny, who spent 5 minutes in and went and started throwing ad hominems at me and called that an argument. I'll respect you the same way I respect someone that took months or years of time researching an opposing point of view to what I have and came at it with really challenging facts and really made me think about my positions and has me up late at night after and going, oh, I wonder, maybe this person had a point here, you know? Like, I'll absolutely respect that person way more. And I think that's rational. And I think that this is something that's getting lost in the discussions that we're having today, is this understanding. So it's all fine and good to have an opinion, but don't just sit there once you've just been slaughtered with facts and say, well, let's agree to disagree. That's my opinion. Like, well, why would you still hold an opinion that just got slaughtered? It'd be like saying to that white belt, are you still going to attack the triangle choke like that, even though you keep getting wiped out every time you do it, no matter who you're doing it against? Are you still going to be that stubborn? You're like, well, agree to disagree. That's my opinion. Well, great. Good luck with your opinion. Getting annihilated, setting that thing up the wrong way, exposing yourself every single time. Why don't you listen to somebody that knows what they're talking about and maybe you could learn something? You know? And then as much as you're going to say that to the other side, those people out there that you know are just ignorant and they don't really care and they're just trying to, they just want to shout you down for whatever reason. They have their own internal biases. They just can't, their logic is just completely gone. Remember that you have to point that blade back at you as well and say, all right, fine, here's my opinion. I was able to easily dismantle some rank and file white belt. But now I should go and refine it to the next level. I shouldn't walk around thinking I'm the greatest shit ever and that I've got the truth and that I'm right. I should go test my argument against someone that really knows what they're talking about. I should keep looking into this. I should keep refining this. And you know, if you start thinking about it this way, it stops being so volatile. Who cares what someone thinks about whatever subject? Who cares? Like, let's figure it out. Let's let the best argument win. Let's let the best product win in the market, not the one that cheated its way to the top. Let's let the best person for the job get the job instead of trying to organize and manage everything to such a degree that you actually destroy the whole point of the system. Like, let nature take its course. Stop interfering with that process. And for God's sake, get informed about what you're saying. Don't just shoot blanks out there all the time. Are you adding to the sum total of human knowledge or are you subtracting from it? Are you really adding anything of benefit and value and meaning? And then, guys, this all boils down to your own self-image. Are you really going to respect yourself if you're just out there speaking off the cuff with no idea in the world how deep the conversation you're having really goes? With no understanding of the whole picture? Are you really going to have a good feeling of self-worth and self-respect when you know that you went to battle unprepared? That you went to present some opinion in the public place without knowing what you're talking about? Like, are you really going to go to sleep knowing that you feel validated? Because if you are, I would really like to understand how that's possible. What kind of lies you must be telling yourself. You want to go to sleep at night knowing you gave it your best. That's all that matters. You put time into it and that you're going to keep seeking it out. Because if you know that your goal is the truth itself about whatever subject it is you're talking about, you want to know, you want to get to as close to the truth as you possibly can, that's your intention, that's your goal. How can you not feel validated as a human being? How can you not feel self-respect? And then when you have that self-respect, the next time you do lock horns with somebody about whatever subject it is, you will be able to have empathy and you'll be able to respect them appropriately based on the gauge of what level of respect they're actually giving you to work with. You know what I mean? Don't just give it freely. And if you do, understand there's different hues and tones to it. It's not just one blanket I believe everybody has a right to their opinion. Yeah, you have a right to your opinion, but that doesn't mean your opinion adds to the sum total of human knowledge and benefits society and benefits you and benefits everybody else. That doesn't automatically equal that. You have the right to have any opinion you want. And I don't want you censored, and I don't want you silenced, and I don't want you shut down. But having the right to your own opinion means that the right exists for someone to challenge your opinion. And you can't just keep crying bully or hate speech or whatever every time someone challenges your position and thinks differently from you. Grow a spine and learn how to defend yourself. This is combat. The field of combat right now is in the mind. There are very, very slick salesmen out there trying to sell you a product right now, no matter what side of any subject you're on. And that's what they're trying to sell you is ideas. They're trying to sell you on ideas. And so unless you want to control your own mind, so this goes back to self-determination and individuality. Doing this process of researching your opinion, getting up to speed on it, getting your hands around all the information, looking at both sides, allowing your opinion to be subject to change upon discovery of new evidence and information, going down the process of learning how to properly articulate your opinion so that it can communicate effectively to other people, testing it, fire testing, going on this process is, as I said, it's a part of your personal development. And the reason it is because you are learning how to stop lying to yourself. I called the show Truth Warrior for a reason, and it wasn't just so that you could go around and shake your finger at all the people that you think are bullshit and go, I'm right, you're wrong, I've got the truth, you don't, I won the fight. That's not what this is. The fight to be won is you against you. You against you. Are you lying to yourself? Because you might say, I'm not lying to myself. Well, lying to yourself takes on many different forms. Sometimes it's actually that you're lying to yourself. You actually lie to yourself. And sometimes it's that you are creating an illusion where you're lying to yourself, but you don't know you're lying. You don't consciously know you're lying to yourself. Because you've actually fooled yourself into thinking that your opinion is correct, that it holds weight, that it has value, that it should be automatically respected by every Joe Schmo that hears it, and that everybody even wants to hear it. You lied to yourself about that. The way you stop lying to yourself is that when you take an opinion and you make it into a Facebook post or you do whatever, you go, okay, or you do a video log like me, like my opinion on opinions, I've put a lot of time and energy into coming to these conclusions. And yeah, they're subject to change because I'm an open-minded scientific philosopher, okay? But I've put time into it, and I could argue it. I could argue it, and I could bring information to it. And I know that. I don't think it. I know that. I don't believe in it. I know that. And that's why I have confidence. That's why my words have weight. I feel they do anyways. It's like when I'm teaching jiu-jitsu, I know that what I'm doing is making an impact because I see the evidence of it all the time. And I have people tell me all the time, oh, training jiu-jitsu has saved my life. It's helping me so much. And I'm better. I've been winning. I've been doing better. I've been improving. I'm not getting stuck in these positions anymore because of what you showed me to work on. And so I know that I've developed an opinion that's valid because it's constantly being demonstrated to be so. That builds your self-esteem and that gives your words weight. It gives your words meaning. It gives your words strength. Doesn't mean you're always right, but it puts you in the right direction towards being right. And to be on the right side means you're seeking the right. That's your goal. Your goal isn't just to be right, to save face so that everybody loves and accepts you and gives you all the thumbs up. That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that you give yourself the love and respect that you deserve and that you can't just have that automatically. That you have to create that you have to work at that it's a trial and error process, that it takes time in. It's not magical. There's no magical child thinking here. Get rid of that. It's not serving you. It serves you in the beginning, in the same way that if you have a gaping wound on your carotid artery and you put a Band-Aid on it, maybe temporarily you'll stop the blood flow. But the minute you pull that Band-Aid off, or the pressure from the blood flow pushes the Band-Aid off, you're back to reality and you're realizing, damn, I still have this gaping wound that if I don't do anything, I'm going to bleed out and die in the next 10 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing when it comes to this. Stop putting Band-Aids on it. Stop being superficial and artificial. Stop lying to yourself and pretending that you're something you're not. Every single time you pretend you're something you're not to other people, you're convincing yourself, your inner self, of that lie. And the more you convince yourself of that lie, the more damage you do to your consciousness, the more damage you do to your development process, the more damage you do to success in life, and the more you're allowing for resentment to creep into your life, and hatred, and fear, and anger, and all these things to rule you. And now your mind is not controlled by you. You are now subject to all of everybody else's opinion and garbage at all times because you're worried about what they think about you. The true truth seeker, the true person that speaks, they don't give a shit what other people think because it doesn't matter. It only matters what people that are worthy think. I was told many times by my sensei, I've had many, but many, I think of this one sensei I had who was always telling me, hey, when you're on your journey of development, don't ever let other people get in your way. Don't let that, I mean, take respect where it's due, but don't worry about people that have not earned their place and what they think about you. The only people that you want respect from are respectable people. Get respect from respectable people. Stop trying to waste your energy to get respect from people who don't care, who don't have the time in, and who aren't respectable themselves. I would rather have a small, tiny group of people respect me because they themselves are respectable and they know they have integrity and they know what they're doing and they're experts and they put time in. I'd rather have that than to have millions of adoring fans of gormless mass of people that are so unconscious, they're equivalent to the walking dead. I don't want that in my life. I want authenticity. I want real. I want truth. I want virtue. I want justice. I want freedom. And if you want those things, start in here. Get yourself back up to speed. This is a part of your training and your development. Start with one opinion. I don't care what it is. Take one subject. Start with something small. Don't start with something so controversial and complex. Start with something small. Opinion about, frick, I don't even know. Something. Like, what's your opinion about the most efficient way to trim your lawn and maintain your lawn? Like, what, lawn care. What's your opinion about the best way to do that? Okay. I'm just giving an example. You fill in the gaps. And then, you know, get into it. Look into both. Oh, there's many people that have different takes on how you should maintain your lawn. And this kind of fertilizer is not good. And maybe we shouldn't be using this Monsanto Roundup that's got glyphosate in it and causes lymphoma. You know, you start getting into all that and then go, oh, this is the best way that I should. This right now, this is my opinion on how we should do proper lawn care. Talk to the guys in your neighborhood that have the lawn care signs on their trucks. And like, what do you think? What's the best way? What's some good thing? What's the right tools? What's the right equipment? How do I, you know, on the edge trimmer, how do I switch out that plastic thingy that, you know, cuts the weeds? Like, I don't know. I'm coming off the top of my head here. Take any example. What's your opinion on coffee beans? Like, what are the right kind of coffee beans? What are the ones that are not good? Is decaf good? Is it better? Is coffee bad completely? Is there a good coffee, a bad coffee? I don't know. Pick a subject and then start working your way up and getting good with, okay, let's get to the big subjects of our time. You know, the big subjects of our time. They're very complex. But it's actually simpler than we give it credit for, this process. It's just that it becomes complex because of all the sophistry, because of all the wannabes that are involved in the argument and in the voting process. Don't be a wannabe. Don't be a copycat. Don't be an inauthentic moron. Become a real, true, blue, authentic person. And validate your opinions and research them and have some weight behind them. And then go through the process of constantly trying to grow and develop them to the next level. Never settle on anything. Keep it an ongoing study. And by doing that, you're actually not, when you really zoom out, you're not actually researching gardening tips or politics or abortion debates or legal debates or political debates or philosophical debates or martial art debates, you know, what martial art's the best one. You've zoomed out now and you realize this is more about your development and your consciousness and taking back your mind and your sovereignty. Because it's fine and good to say you want to be a free, sovereign human being, but there's your stake in that. That's not given to you by the world. That's not granted to you by the politicians. That's not given to you by anybody. It's something that you give yourself. And so that's why it's important to be a participant in this process. So make some good choices, guys. Come up with some really intelligent opinions and arguments. Practice sparring with people that you trust and that you know, and that you know aren't just going to flip out and get all emotional with you. Practice debate. It's the same way when you're training martial arts. If you're getting on the mats, you want to find those training partners that are there to take care of you, that you can slap five and you can laugh after, and you can go for a beer after, and you can help build each other up. Start with those people. That way, when the attacker on the street comes, you're prepared. When the other side of the debate comes, you're prepared. When you put out an opinion with passion and you want to try to add some clear thinking and good ideas to your culture and your society, that you know how to defend it and you know how to orientate yourself and you know how to present it so that it's respected. You want respect? It's not given. Respect is earned, my friends. And it's the process of earning it that gives you strength. If it's given freely, no strength to be found. You become a weak-kneed, fear-based person. You don't want to be that. It's fake. Fake attention, fake love, fake respect. Who wants that? I want the real deal. I want it to be undeniable that if anybody's giving me respect, it's undeniable to them why they're giving me respect. And it's the same with the way I give respect to the people that I'm like, no, I respect what you're doing. Even if I don't always agree, I respect because I know you care. I know you've put the time into this. You didn't just fart in the wind. You put some time into it. So go and earn that respect, guys. And it comes from within, inside out, not the other way around. All right. Hope you're doing well. Catch you soon.